Welcome back to another episode of SharePoint Conference Television. We're here live in Las Vegas on the conference floor, SharePoint Conference 2014. It's been an exciting several days where I've got a chance to really meet with some of the thought leaders and dig into their case studies and use cases and all the new product features that are coming. I can't tell you how much fun we've had. I hope you've been looking at that content on Channel 9. More is coming, as well as all the great conference content, the slides from all the sessions that you've attended. So I'm here today with some of my great friends from Share Squared. And hello, thanks for joining me today.
Hi.
Hi, excellent. So you want to tell us a little bit about the company and introduce yourselves for folks.
Sure, I'm John Honeycutt. I'm the Director of Sales for Share Squared.
Excellent.
I'm David Kruglev. I'm the CEO and founder of the company.
Yeah, the big cheese. We got the big cheese at the table. Well, this is always good. Very important. Very important. But, you know, one of the reasons that I wanted to make sure that you came and visited me, and I'm so happy that you did, is because you've really done some interesting work using the tools and the customer base that you have from a partner perspective. And I want to share that with people because sometimes I think, you know, customers don't realize that we're actually using this stuff too. You know, we're actually having to go through the pains and the changes that they're going through as well. So, you tell me, I know you have a customer portal, don't you?
Yeah. David, do you want to tell them about the customer extranet?
Yeah, we do. So whenever we spin up a new customer, we create a portal for them, their own space on Office 365.
Oh.
They have their choice of either the SharePoint, Newsfeed, or Yammer in that. So all of the project artifacts are there. We use Project Server 2013 internally. We push the projects plans there. We have workflows for doing like change requests and things like that. So all of our customers are on that portal, and you know they've got 24/7 access to everything about the project, and then we communicate through the social features. So,
what a great use case! I think that's wonderful. And are you finding? I mean, you're doing obviously SharePoint projects for these folks, and I'm sure some of them don't have as much experience with the tools as you know that you would. Do you find that it really helps them to begin to understand what it's all about?
Yeah, I mean that's the thing. A lot of them haven't even seen SharePoint yet, so even before they've started the project, we've got their contact data on there, and they're starting to use that, and they're seeing you know the artifacts, and we're building requirements there. And so we're really forcing them to go there just by going through the project. So by the time the project gets delivered, they've been using SharePoint and Yammer for a while.
That's excellent. Yeah. And you mentioned social. I'm really interested about that because that's something, of course, inside Microsoft, me being in IT, we're really driving people to adopt social in key business scenarios. How's that working for you?
So in the context of that partner extranet, this may be the first time they've seen SharePoint from a collaboration standpoint, but it's certainly the first time they've seen Yammer in many cases.
Yeah.
And so we're calling that near real-time collaboration. And what we're finding is they're really adopting it very quickly. It's reducing project email. Everybody is just using the Yammer on the extranet to communicate, which is great because if the customer needs to bring a new stakeholder into the project, they don't have to wade through mountains and mountains of old emails about the project. They can get right into the dialogue, jump in wherever they're at.
I love
that. It's been great. It's really reduced. We used to have 3 or 4 meetings a week with our clients. Now we're down to about a 15-minute meeting, and the rest of it's all being done using the technology, which is awesome.
That's amazing. And those are some real stats about productivity because I love my email. I spend most of my life in my email. But what I'm finding is moving those distinct workloads to social is really helping me to accelerate things. And then I know where to look for stuff. So the meetings you have, do you find that they're more about hot topics or decisions?
Definitely.
Then?
Much more actionable because we vetted all of the sort of the standard agenda items just in real time through using the portal. So when people actually come and are taking the time to meet, we usually use link technology to do that. When we're meeting, it's really focused then on what's the top items that we need to address, like talking together. Everything else has been worked out just through the collaboration and the social on the portal.
That's great.
In addition, as resources coming off on and off the project, if it's embedded in email, the information stuff, then it's not so easy to do. So they come up to speed very quickly when the customer adds new resources to the project, right? Because it's all there in Yammer on the portal, right?
Right, so. And they can hop in, and they can also search by that content if they're looking for you know a particular piece of information or answer. Do you find what are the segments that you work in your business? You know the types of industries that you're dealing with, the types of customers.
Yeah. I mean, we won't turn anyone away, to be honest.
Yeah.
But lately it's been a lot of state and local government. We've won about 22 or 24 RFPs in the last year, so we're doing really well in that area. And they're all kind of doing the same workloads. It's enterprise content management, enterprise records management. We find ourselves doing a lot of the same sort of work over and over again. There are a lot of them are moving away from like a FileNet or a Documentum and into SharePoint. And so, John, you want to talk about the network we started?
Yeah, so one of the things that we wanted to do in advance of the show, we had been polling a lot of our state and local government customers to see if they'd be able to come to SharePoint Conference this year, and most of them couldn't for, you know, different reasons. So we decided we were going to open up a Yammer network, and we invited about 6,000 of our prospects and customers. So far, we've got about 100 folks who've joined just in the last few days, and we're doing tweets and Yammer messages and taking pictures, and all of our folks who are attending sessions are getting the key nuggets and putting that out on the Yammer network. We've had government customers ask us, you know, if you're in the Microsoft booth, can you find out about what's happening to InfoPath? That's been one of the big questions.
Right.
So already, just in the last few days, we've seen a lot of good collaboration between our customers and us. And what we're hoping is going to be unleashed is collaboration between our customers and other state and local government colleagues. It's one thing for Microsoft to say this is the right thing to do. It's another thing for us as a trusted business advisor to say that. But it's great if they can just say, hey, you're another city government. How are you using this? Or what are you doing for social media?
Right,
and then they're able to connect together.
Absolutely. That is the heart of collaboration, is really being able to have access to those relevant best practices and people's experiences. You know, at the end of the day, it's not about the technology. It's about the human relationships we're creating and how we're getting work done, right? And so I love that. And I'll make sure to send you the segment on the future of forums that we did
for your
Yammer network.
I'm sure our customers will really like to see that.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. But do you find that, are people understanding the value proposition there? And are they having any issues with security? I know sometimes in certain, like, lockdown defense locations or what have you, they can't actually get on an external network at any time. So have you had to deal with any of that?
I think the answer to both of those questions is no. We haven't had any real challenges around the security. It hasn't come up for us. And in terms of understanding the value, I don't think that they quite understand the value on day one. But as they start using it, it's an interesting thing. You don't need to go to Yammer training. You don't need a lot of prep. You know, you just get invited to the network, you get in and you see that there's a conversation and you join in where you feel comfortable.
Yeah. It's also a very focused conversation in our case because it's all around the project we're doing with them. So it's a little more, it's not a wide open sort of post anything you want. It's really related to it. So I think it catches on quicker because it's a very focused group with a very focused message, right? So.
Right. And that is a best practice, you know, make sure that the conversation is distinct and that it's, you know, of interest to the people that you're going to invite there and what have you. So it is, it's a public network, but you do invite in key folks, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So you do have, sometimes people have this feeling like, oh, it's just this wide open thing, but it's not really like that, is it?
No, we've got the scope fairly limited. David was talking about our partner extranet, which is really focused on a specific project that we're doing with one customer. The Yammer.com SharePoint for Government group that we've also been talking about, it's open to all of the government clients and prospects that we're dealing with. Mm. We'll do a different network for biotech, and we'll do a different network for FinServe. In this case, with state and local, we wanted to keep it limited. Even though there's maybe thousands of people in the network, the conversations will be about how you can use SharePoint, how you can use Yammer to help drive lean government practices, get more for less money, all that kind of good
Absolutely.
stuff.
Absolutely, yeah. And it will definitely, you know, because they have similar issues, right? And they have similar constraints and policies and what have you. So they can share their experiences out there. You know, I mean, I just think it's such a best practice. You know, how's it affecting the way that you're working internally? You mentioned a little bit about, you know, rolling people on and off projects.
Yeah.
But do you find other enhancements?
You know, it's been a cultural shift for us too, honestly. I mean, we love our email too.
Yeah.
but we have our internal network as well. And so like we do like WinWires when we win an RFP and things like that. So we've over time started moving people. We're actually getting really good participation there internally, both on the customer facing portal, but also on our internal Yammer network for just Share Squared.
Mm.
It's taken a while. It didn't just turn on overnight, but we were talking about the other day how much participation we're getting from everyone in the whole organization. So it's not just, you know, John and I having conversations, but we're getting a lot of new information from people who are, you know, they're developers, they're sort of, you know, quietly focused on writing code, but they're participating now.
So. Yeah, it's an interesting use case because we were wondering when we were going to get the critical mass, when we'd start getting the adoption. And at first it was, we were acting as kind of discussion leaders and forum moderators, you know, pushing this stuff out there, trying to lead by example. And now I'll go and look on the Yammer network and I'll see that some of our developers are sharing best practices with each other. And we have consultants all over the United States.
Right.
So having the ability to, for somebody who's in a different time zone to say, hey, I was working on this SharePoint issue and here's the resolution and here's the write-up. It's very, very powerful. And we're not directing that behavior. It's just sort of happening organically. We think the same thing's going to happen on the customer side.
Yes.
We'll probably be thought leaders for a while. We'll be driving the conversation, and then ultimately it'll hit a critical mass.
Oh, that's absolutely true. And one of the key things that we always share from a best practice and customer adoption perspective is patience. If you're a community leader, it's important to be patient and let people begin to shift their behavior, but give them guidance to do it in specific topics and in specific ways, because otherwise they'll find themselves looking in email and looking in social. And for me, that is what gets overwhelming. I need to look in one or the other for a particular conversation, and I can cross over when I want with my email subscriptions.
Yes.
So it makes it pretty simple that way.
It's interesting. We've been working in the SharePoint space for so long, which is really about moving off of file shares and moving into a digital world. What we're seeing is still such a huge reliance on email. I think the combination of SharePoint and Office 365 with Yammer is really starting to break what David was saying with the email addiction,
yes.
which I didn't realize that I had as much as I did.
I'm Caruana. I'm addicted. To my email. I admit it. It's absolutely true. Yeah, it is true. And you know, we actually did in one of the classes, we actually taught people how to interact from their email with Yammer because we recognize that people are in there and it is possible. Do either of you have the mobile app installed?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. We were actually just checking. We were corresponding with a government client on our mobile app on our phone while we were waiting.
I find that really empowering. Do you share that with your users internally and externally that's available?
Yeah, definitely internally. I mean, for the external users, it's a more of an evolution. So, I mean, they know it's available, but we don't control that device.
Yes. We're starting to see that, though. You know, on the right-hand side of the UI, it says this person's joined the network, and this person's downloaded the mobile app. So we're starting to see that pick up.
Yeah. I just find that then I can read my feeds. I'm standing in line at the grocery store, maybe, or maybe I'm waiting someplace, and it's something that I do in between other tasks, and then I feel very up-to-date. So when I see someone, I'm having a relevant conversation to what's already occurred. They don't have to spend any time getting me up to speed on the conversation they've already had.
Yeah. It feels very natural. You know, you're used to texting and looking at email on your phone, and it just feels very natural to open that up and get an update, you know.
So yeah,
it's interesting. It's taken, it used to be on the fourth page of my applications. Now Yammer's on the first page. I moved it up during this conference because I am using it in a mobile workload that often.
Done the same
thing. So I want to see on the front page if I've got, you know, an email waiting or some sort of a conversation that I need to pay attention
to. Absolutely. It really does, you know, isn't that funny? What's on the first screen of your phone or your device really kind of defines
what's... Text, email, and Yammer.
Exactly. Yeah. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. My link to my O365 home. Absolutely.
There you go.
It's absolutely true. Well, I really want to thank you both for coming and joining me. I think this is a wonderful case study in usage of Yammer. I'm really interested to see how it grows over time.
Yeah.
And, you know, anything that we can do to help you, obviously we will. But I think that the organic case study and the work that you're doing out there in the real world is what people are really going to appreciate, you know, about what you have to share. So thank you.
Thank you. We're excited about the technology and the possibilities and appreciate being able to share.
That's excellent. Thanks. That's another segment of SharePoint Conference Television. If you are in local or state government and you want to continue the conversation, please join their Yammer network, yammer.com, SharePoint for Government. You're going to find people out there who are like-minded, dealing with the same issues you are, and get some expert guidance from the folks at ShareSquared. So that's always a good thing. You can find those links on Channel 9 at the bottom of this segment and also find our folks out on Twitter. So we appreciate your time. Hope you're enjoying the content. You'll see more from the entire conference here. And my name is Caruana Gatimu. Thanks for joining me.